She's ready. Okay, so today is July 5th, 2017. Lesson number two called Seeing the Heels. We've done it many times before, so again, I will on the website put today's date so you'll know this is the recording. Even though we repeat lessons, every time I teach it, it's different, right? It's based on what we've been working on. So that's kind of the beauty of recording them, is that it's never the same, and downloading it. So go ahead and lie on your back, your backs, and as we always do, take a moment to observe how you're lying on the floor today. Your arms are down by your sides, your legs are long. And for those of you that haven't been here for a while or perhaps new, what we've been doing for, gosh, it seems like 6 months or so now, is we've been putting dots behind each shoulder blade and behind each buttock. So like if you just think of a dot in the center of each buttocks and the center of each shoulder blade, and you make those dots one color, I don't know why I pick yellow or red, and then you connect those dots. That was one of my favorite activities as a child. And that makes like a rectangle, or one would hope, right? Like intellectually, you would think it would be a rectangle. But what's interesting is when you connect the dots, your rectangle might be a little twisted, or one side shorter or longer, right? Like a little askew, or one side's higher, right? Is one shoulder blade up higher towards your ear, and the other one's lower, right? So the four dots and then creating the lines for the rectangle gives you a geometrical way to sense yourself. You know, sometimes it's really hard coming to a class like this and an instructor will say, sense yourself. And some people seriously don't know how to do that. It's like, well, what do you mean? I'm lying on my back. They don't know how to draw attention to details. So the dots and the rectangle gives you a way to create more meaning. And then from there, notice the length of your arms, the length of your legs, the comfort of your arms and legs resting on the floor. The length of your spine, since we're working a lot with your spine today. And then the curvature of your spine. So really noticing what the curvature is like in the lower part of your back. And some people think that you're not supposed to have a curve there, so I'm to inform you that you absolutely have to have a curve there. So if you've been trying to flatten your lower back out, don't try anymore. We all have a natural lumbar curve, and it's really important to have that curve there. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, feeling the quality of rolling your head to each side, not cranking it or forcing it, but just a nice gentle turn. And then lastly, you're going to bring some attention and awareness to your breath and your breathing. So just noticing that you inhale and exhale, not trying to change it, and just noticing where does the inhale occur and exhale. What is your rhythm of your breath right now? Okay, so from here, you're going to roll over onto your stomach. You're going to put your right hand on top of your left, and your right ear is going to rest on the back of your right hand. Here you go, Lynn. You're so welcome, of course. There you go. Okay, so right hand is on left. Right ear is on the back of the right hand. And you're going to lift, so your right hand is on top of your left, and your right ear is on the back of your right hand. So make sure your hands are under your head and your ear. And you're going to lift, you're going to lift your head with your right arm. So you lift your head with your right arm. So your right arm lifts and lowers. That means the elbow, the palm. You know, think that you're making almost like a little shelf for your head with your right arm. And you lift and then slowly lower. Noticing how this feels in your upper back. Now, some of you really pay attention to the lift. So what happens for some of you is you start to curve in your neck. So when you do that, you're using your neck. So that tells you a lot about yourself. It tells me a lot about you. So you don't want to use your neck. You want to let the weight of your head rest on the back of your right arm and have your right arm do all the work, which is your upper back. You okay, Corinne? So much better. So those of you that noticed it for yourself stopped it, which is excellent, right? So now you feel more your back and your shoulder area working. Beautiful. Okay. Now as you do this movement just once or twice more, you're going to imagine in your mind that you would be looking over your left shoulder as if to see your feet, right? It's in your mind. It's in your thought. And it's amazing when you put that in your mind and your thought, you actually have an image of where your feet are. Beautiful. Okay, you're going to pause and we're going to rest on your tummy. You're going to turn your head so that your left ear is down and you're going to change your hands. So now the left hand is on top of the right and let's just first rest there. Take a moment to rest. Legs are long, and it's ideal if your legs are a little bit apart, right? Comfortably. I know some of you struggle with the tops of your feet. That's another indicator if the tops of your feet are tight, that your ankles and calves are tight. So this is a way to let them open up and stretch out. So now we're going to do the same thing with your left arm. Right? So you, again, before you start the lift, really become aware that you're allowing your head to rest on the back of your left arm. That's it. So your head floats up and there's no movement in your neck. So you really have to pay attention. And try to go up and down slowly, right? Try not to rush the movement. The movement often becomes rushed if there's a sense of weakness in your upper back. So I understand that. So you could make the lift smaller. What's most important is the smoothness of going up and down, not the height. And then how is this side different? Can you start to imagine that you would look over your right shoulder and that you would somehow begin to see your right foot, your right heel? Excellent. And now we're going to keep your ear and head this way. You're just going to again pause and rest on your stomach. And as you're resting, draw some awareness and attention to your breath and your breathing. So the wonderful thing about being on your tummy is it encourages your breath, not by choice, but it has to go into your back, right? Which is where the largest part of your lungs are. So just feel how your upper back under those shoulder blades expands and contracts. Or perhaps you may notice it's not So just me mentioning it, can you think of that occurring? Can you think of your breath being in your upper back? A lot of us are belly breathers. Instead of really actually where your breath should be is in the lungs. Okay, so we're going to continue with the left arm and your left ear, but you're going to bend your right knee now. So your right foot is towards the ceiling. Okay? Now, as you lift your head with the left arm, you're going to look over the right shoulder, right? So you lift and kind of do a slight turn as if to see your right heel. And feel free to open your eyes and just take a glance. I think it's always fascinating to see if your foot is actually in the location that you thought it would be with your mind. And then see if you can continue to lift in your mind with your eyes closed. Now, notice if you're bending more to the right or are you lifting more. So if you can, try to lift more, which creates extension, instead of bending to the side so much. Excuse me. Okay, and let's let that go. Lower your leg. Change your hands, right on top of left, and then turn your head for the right ear. Bend your left leg. So your left foot is up. And again, just start in your mind, in your thought. Imagine where that foot is, knowing that you're going to start to lift with your right hand. And imagine seeing the foot from lifting higher, not as much bending to the left. And then after doing it once or twice, you can open your eyes to just see, is your foot where you thought it would be? Is it positioned the way that you thought it would be? So, can you bring it up? Mm-hmm. So, what happens when your leg is here? What's different? Why don't you go there? So, why do you go here? Feel how this is way more work. just basic gravity. So, when your foot is over your knee, okay. This is a resting position. But you always, I'm bringing it to your attention because we've done this so much, you're here. So now feel what this is working, right? So this is extra, what we call parasitic effort. This is effort not even needed for the movement we're doing. So I just want to draw attention because my guess is you do it in other ways. So there you go. So what I was just explaining to Barb, most of you are okay. Actually, the rest of you are okay as you keep, doing this. Is that your foot should be right above where your knee is, right? Like a straight line. And why? Because she goes, oh, of course, gravity, right? Because it's a resting position. So those of you that your heel is more towards the floor, right? You're angled out. That means you're working in your glutes and your hamstrings when you don't need to be. So it's important to just recognize that. Okay. Excellent. Let it go. Let's go ahead and roll over onto your back. And we're going to tune into resting on your back, arms down by your side, legs long. And how does your spine feel? Right? What changed? And then how is your breath and your breathing? So it's so cool because right now, many of you, your breath has shifted. Up to your chest, feel that? It went from being in the belly bigger, and now your chest is so expansive. So just notice that, your inhalation and their exhalation. And even lying on your back now, there's a good chance that you still feel those lungs expanding into the floor. So your lungs are like two balloons, and that is where you take in your breath, and then you also need to exhale. You've got to get rid of the CO2. The belly moving is when your lungs expand, putting pressure down on the diaphragm. Okay, let's roll back over onto your tummy. Right hand on top of your left, and you're gonna put your forehead, the center of your forehead, on the back of your right hand. And this time you're gonna bend both knees. So again, notice where your feet are, right? They should be right above your knees. They don't need to be too close to your butt, right? They don't need to be flopping into your butt, but if they're away towards the floor, in fact, everybody try this. You guys all have them in a good position now. So now start to lower your feet like about 3 inches to the floor and stop. Okay, is that not miserable? Feel how much work that is, right? Isn't it funny? We don't know the work that we're doing, right? So we call that parasitic effort. Effort that we're doing that doesn't need to be there. So now bring your feet back up to the ceiling. Ah, that's so much better, right? So when there's parasitic effort, why is that maybe detrimental? What that does is it draws work and attention away from the area of yourself that truly should be engaged. So I'm going to give you a really good example right now of that. So with your feet towards the ceiling, you're doing beautiful now in the effortless place. You're going to start to lift your right knee. So when you lift the right knee and lower it, you feel the right hip presses into the floor, right? So you lift and you get the glutes, the hamstring, and the lower back all engages to lift the right knee. Up and down. So really tune in to how all those muscles engage. Beautiful. Now, you're going to move that right leg 3 inches towards the floor, right? In that other place. That's it. Now that you're there, try to do the same movement. It's not as efficient, is it? Do you feel how it's different? Do you feel how your leg almost feels weaker? Bend it back up to the right position and now lift. You feel that? Does everybody get it? Yes? No?
Yes.
Yes? Yes? Does anybody not feel a difference? See, Barb, you brought something so potent to the class. Now let's try lifting the left knee. So again, all that parasitic effort means is that you're doing an effort that actually takes away from the movement that we really want to do. So you're less efficient, you're less effective, and then that's when we start to develop problems. It's pretty simple. So we always want to minimize, if not eliminate, parasitic effort so that the movement we're asking, which right now is lifting your left knee, is pure and simple. And it's as effortless as it can be using the accurate muscles in your left hamstring, glute, and lower back. Now alternate. Once the left, once the right. And make sure you're lifting straight up, right? Not out to the side. Again, pay attention to those feet. Are they starting to drift away from you? Beautiful. And now can you lift both knees at the same time? What is that like? So that's a lot more work in the back, right? And in the glutes. Excellent. Okay, let's go back onto your back and see what this feels like in your spine now, resting after working mainly the lower extensors and extremities. So hopefully it's a really good feeling in your lower back right now. That arch that you have is a good arch. Again, notice your breath and your breathing, the expansion of your chest, the expansion of your lungs into your upper back, even though you're lying on your back right now. Okay, so let's go back over onto your stomach again. Place your right ear on the back of your right hand, and let's have your left hand down by your side. Okay, and you're going to bend both knees. That's it. And so both legs are up towards the ceiling. There you go. Right ear on the back of your right hand. And first, in your thought and in your imagination, you're going to start the movement. Right? So you think it out first before you do it. So that means you see yourself doing the movement. So you're going to once again lift your head using the support of your right arm, not using your neck. And then you're going to think about, as you do that, looking over your left shoulder, reaching down with your left hand as if you could touch your left heel as you look at the left heel. Right? So you're lifting, reaching, thinking. So that's it. And each time that you try this, you're going to see in some ways that that left heel might need to come a little closer to the butt. You see, that's why it drifting away from your butt is not such a good thing, right? So it's okay to bring it closer. So that, is it possible for you to touch that left heel, right? And look over the left shoulder. And then pay attention to what you're doing with the right leg. And could you see the right heel as well? Excellent. That's it. Okay. Pause and let's just rest on your stomach. Bring your left hand up and you can rest with your forehead or if you feel like changing your head, however it's comfortable to just rest on your belly. And again, tune in to the breath and expansion of those lungs in your upper back. Okay, so let's turn your face so that the left ear is on the back of the left hand. The right hand is down along by your side. And you're going to bend both feet up, right? But you're going to lift using the entire left arm, supporting your head. You're looking over the right shoulder. And then you're going to reach down with the right arm to eventually touch the right foot. And of course, the right foot can come towards the right fingertips. And one of the first things to observe and notice for yourself is either the challenge or the ease on this side, right? So how is this side different? All of us have one side that's easier than the other. Sometimes it's a diagonal, right? So just notice that. And if this is the easier side, why? Is it something in your back, something in your glutes, something with your knee? Or is it harder? That's it. Beautiful. Okay, and let's let it go. Let's roll all the way over onto your back again and take a nice long rest. You guys are moving fabulous today. What's different? What are you noticing as you're resting on your back? Okay, so let's return onto your stomach again. Let's place your forehead on the back of your hands. Let's do the right hand on top of the left. Bend both knees, feet to the ceiling. And let's go back to this earlier movement of just once lifting the right knee, lowering it, and then as soon as it touches the left knee. So you just alternate once and the other. It's just like tap. You just kind of tap the knees. That's it. And again, pay attention to those feet. Some of you let them start to drift. So can they be pointed right to the ceiling, the heels? And then could you bring the heels a little closer to the buttocks, right? So for some of you, right, so this is back to Barb, right? Bringing the heels closer to the buttocks, right, gets the hamstrings more engaged. And some of you do that a lot, right? So then it feels like you might almost cramp. So just pay attention to that. So gently ease into it, that the foot could come a little closer to your buttock. So the other thing to think about as you continue to bring the heels closer to your buttocks and alternating the movement is on the front side is letting your hip flexor and your quad lengthen out. That's it. Okay, lower your legs and rest. Just rest on your belly. So it's another way to discover like a form of imbalance, right? So if you're, which is less usual but than the norm, but it's not such a bad thing. If you're more using the back of your hamstrings, then you're not as much using your quads, so then it's harder to get the, you know, the heels up. But a lot of us have trouble getting into our hamstrings, so we're too much in the quads. Right, it's finding that balance. Okay, so keeping your forehead on the back of your hands, your right hand is on top of the left, we're now gonna lift your head in this position with both arms. Okay, so just coming up a little bit. And remember about your neck, Lynn. Yeah, your neck. So your neck, this lovely lady next to you in her white polka-dotted top, is doing a beautiful job. Right? So just watch her because she uses her whole upper back and nothing in her neck. So this is just something really important. Those of you that are tilting in your neck, right? Notice it so that you can stop it. Right? And the reason you do that is because your upper back is less strong, right? You don't use it as much, but then you're using your poor little neck muscles and they're not designed to do this. So you probably have some neck issues. So right now you solve that. There you go. Now bend your knees, bring your feet up, and see if it helps to lift the knees at the same time. So the knees, head, and arms lift. Like doing a nice big back bend. So again, this is so hard for you, Lynn. Stay out of your neck. Do you feel the movement, Lynn, in your neck?
No, I just can't lift my head up. I don't use my neck.
Okay, let's try this. Everybody, put your hands behind your head. Interlace them. And yes, and now start off by flaring the elbows and lifting the elbows and lifting your knees. And then start to let your head come up. Ah, there we go, Lynn. Right, so does this keep you from bending your neck?
Yes. I don't have to get off the ground, though.
Well, but see, that's there. Much, right? Much better, you guys. Okay, let's let it go. Roll onto your back and rest. Right, so it's kind of like what I talked about earlier, though. It's not important the distance or this mileage, right? What's so important is for you to go, okay, I so use my neck. And so just backing off so you can learn to use your upper back is going to make such a difference in some other places, I know. So now resting on your back, again, notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, let's go back onto your tummy. And let's try this time. Let's have your left ear on the back of your left hand. But I'm actually thinking that you kind of pull your left hand out to the side. Your right hand is down by your side. Okay, and then, you know, let's start with just the right leg bent. And then I'm going to let you decide if you want right leg or do you like both legs bent?
I missed what you said to do with the hands.
So your right arm is down by your side. Your right leg is bent. Let's bend both legs. There you go. And then your left hand, instead of being under your left ear, kind of have it on the mat next to your left ear, right? So think about using your left hand and arm to push into the floor now. So we're going to utilize the left arm a little different, okay? So you're going to think about still lifting your head and your upper body up without doing much in your neck. Be careful with your neck. Looking back towards the right foot and reaching for the right heel with the right hand. So you really get to utilize this left hand, and so your left elbow can come up, you guys. It's like a push-up. Let the left elbow, if it needs to come up, right? Find a position for the left hand that it really supports you reaching the right foot. And that you're doing all of this in your back, right, and there's nothing happening in your neck, right? And you're opening the front side of you, so you're getting really long on the front side of you, and your extensors are getting short on the back. Is that easier to reach the right foot? So I'm gonna let you continue to play with this. So. You guys are so funny. So I'm going to say it again. I'll try to say it in a different way. You can reposition your left arm to help you. You can allow your left elbow to lift. So some of you are not doing that. So how do you let the left arm push into the floor to let your body float up? Use the left arm. Again, I love the gal with the polka dot shirt. You guys, she's just doing such a beautiful job. She makes it look effortless. So if you guys want to look at her, because she's so beautiful anyways. She's pretty to look at on many levels. But when somebody moves beautifully, it's like dance, right? When you watch somebody move beautifully, it's so cool, right? You're like, She just makes it look like easy breezy. Look at that back bend, right? So that gives you a template of what to work towards, right? Because some people go, oh, well, that's not possible, right, Lynn? Oh, it's not possible. But then we've got her to demonstrate. I shouldn't call her. She has a name. What is your name again?
Giselle,
that's right. But she moves so beautifully. Okay, let's let that go, roll onto your backs and rest again. You know, and even like with the dancers, you know, doing this work, like there's certain dancers that just have it and they move beautifully. And then there's other dancers, you know, I analyze all this when I go to productions. And they're in the struggle. They're not that beautiful dancer, right? And they, you know, they still make the team or whatever, the squad or whatever, their group. But you see them struggle. Okay, so let's go back over onto your tummy. And we're gonna switch to the other side. So this means your right ear is down. Your right hand is somewhere where you're gonna push it into the floor. The left arm is down by your side. And both knees are bent. I think it's easier with both. But if you like only one leg bent, it would be your left, right? And so you're gonna utilize now that right arm, right? And this has a lot to do with how to utilize the upper back to let your body lift, to look towards the left, to see the left heel, and for your left hand to touch the left heel. And again, you can, you know, and for some of you, you might feel it's better that the shoulder is down, but I think it's best if the shoulder's up. So, you know, you move that left hand around, right? You really find an optimal place that you feel supportive to create the lift. Where is the optimal, so much better, Lynn, optimal place for you? Beautiful, Corinne. It's coming, you guys. Right? So you're getting all this upper back and these extensors to wake up and fire. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, let's let it go and rest on your backs again. Right, just notice how you're resting on your back now. Things just keep getting better and better. So working all these extensors really brings us back into kind of, oh, that word that people like, alignment. Because we're often, if not most of the time, and it's such a struggle for me all summer because of cycling outside and stuff and hiking, our flexors and psoas are tight, so we're bent forward. You know, we're just kind of constantly having to open our front sides up, so to speak, right? So in a minute, we're going to roll back over onto the stomach. And I just want you, before we roll over, to imagine what we're going to do next, which is, you're going to alternate. So you're going to put your forehead down. Both legs will be bent, but both hands up. And you're going to use pushing the hands to really lift and arch in your back to look over the right shoulder and then the left shoulder. And using the arms, you'll be able to see both feet. Okay, so go ahead and roll over. Bring the hands to a comfortable position up by your head, face. And again, this is exploratory. So as we start the movement, you can reposition the hands, right? They don't belong under your head now, somewhere next to your head, because you're going to use them to push. And let's start by lifting and looking over the right shoulder, coming back down and then looking over the left shoulder, right? And again, now you're stretching to see both heels, right? So when you look over the right shoulder, you see first the right, and then out of the corner of your eye, you see the left. So you're also using your eyes, right? This is a really important aspect. That's it. So again, Barb, I want you to bring your arms back. No, so I'm not sure why your arms, you guys, are up by your face. Think of a push-up.
I thought they were supposed to.
No, I said multiple times, do not put your hands under your face. Yes. Find the place that is conducive to lift your chest. Right? So it's
more like this.
Some, keep on playing with it, right? Where is the place? Right? Think about where you can float up. Oh. That's it. Once to the right, once to the left. Excellent. Okay, we're going to pause on your tummies, rest, however it's comfortable. Okay, so let's try this. Let's bring your forehead to the center. Both arms are down along your sides and bend both knees. And you're going to let those feet kind of hang a little closer to your butt because you're going to now, on your own, lift and try to reach back. So we're going to reach first with the right hand to reach the right heel. Then you come and pause and then reach the left hand to reach the left heel. And your forehead can just be in the center. So not rolling, arching. That's it. And then could you reach both heels? Could you try to touch both heels, right? Again, a big arch. And some of you can do that. And some of you may even want to grab the heels and pull on them. And that's fine. But the thing is, don't pull too much on the knees, right? So what this requires is on the front side of you, you really have to push your hip bones into the floor. Right? That's it. Beautiful. Right? So hold that upper body up. Look at just in the course of the class, how much stronger you guys have gotten. I've got this other beautiful lady in the teal blue over here that I don't. No, and she could hardly do stuff in the beginning, and her upper back is moving so beautifully now. Huge change. She isn't going to know what happened to her when she leaves. Beautiful, right? In a strange way, it's work, but it feels so good. Extension is the best thing for us. Okay, let it go, roll back over onto your backs, and rest. We'll do a couple movements on your back, but just first of all, rest. Feel the arch and the length of your spine. Feel now, there's still an arch in your lower back, but the reason it probably feels a little less is because the arch is all the way up. So now you've got some length and extension in the upper back, so there's no pressure in the lower back. But when we're flexed and congested in the upper back, the lower back feels like it's doing all the extension. Does that make sense? Or at least does everybody have a visual of that, right? But now you've got this nice, long, beautiful, simple arc. And just feel how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor. So adding into this, a movement that we've done a lot, and that is probably my favorite movement of all time that you just can do all the time on your own, You're going to bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, right? Is this good movement of pushing the foot into the floor, keeping the knee pointed towards the ceiling. So this is just like being on your tummy, but you're on your back. And you're going to roll your pelvis to the left. You're going to arch your spine, right? So you get the same kind of back bend arch, but you're doing it on your back. So you let the right shoulder blade hang back. So no, it's a roll. Yeah, so don't lift. That's it. And you keep this knee standing. So you really use the weight of pushing the foot into the floor. You arch the back all the way up and let that shoulder blade hang back, but really arch. So your belly button is towards the left side of the room. Your right knee is towards the ceiling, and it feels so good. If you learn anything from me, it's this movement. And for the rest of your life, I do it in airports, I do it everywhere, right? Is to get this length, it opens the hip, right? So this is like a modified half side back bend, but you're on your back. Does that make sense to everyone? Yeah? So if it's like, you know, Leah's done a great job today where some things got hard for her shoulders, so she goes back to her back. And that's listening to yourself. So there's always a way to create a similar movement. Good. Come back, straighten the right leg, and just notice by just doing this extra little bit, it opens your hip and psoas a little bit more. A little bit more length, a little longer in the leg now. And now bend your left leg. Remember, keep the left knee towards the ceiling. You're going to roll the pelvis and arch now to the right. Right? And you just let that right shoulder blade hang back. Excellent. And then come back, straighten your left leg, and just check in again with now how you're resting on the floor, your spine, your four points, your rectangle, your breath and your breathing. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And the rolling of your head should just be easy breezy, just floating on you now. Because you got all those extensors in the upper back to light up, to start working, so that your neck can be free to do what it's meant to do. Just to turn your head, to look, to see where you are in life. Okay, so bringing it back to center. In a moment, you're going to take your time to roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing to feel you should be way back on your heels, probably on the whole foot, but not leaning forward. Just have fabulous posture today from this lesson.